We haven't looked at the Nefesh HaChaim together in a number of weeks, so I want to get right back into it. And I want to start with Perek Yud Gimel. We left somewhere in the middle of Perek Yud Aleph Yud Beis, but it's a lot of rayas. I want to get into Perek Yud Gimel, but at the same time, in order to understand how to go further, I'm going to have to go back just a little bit. But let's just start with the words, and I want to really try to solve an enigma that I'm sitting with me like probably since I went to yeshiva when I was whatever it was, kindergarten. Always heard about Limud HaTorah in a certain way. And to be honest, I never clearly understood it. And I want to try with the Nefesh HaChaim to understand it in a very deep way. And that is, if I can just go back for a minute to Perek Shar Dalet, Perek Yud Aleph, the Nefesh HaChaim makes a monumental statement. And he says, Va'emes bilti shum safek klal, he says this in Yud Aleph. And he says, and the truth is, without any safek in the world, im haya olam kulay, mikotsev ad kotsehu, if the entire world, from one end to the other, from the North Pole to the South Pole, from Australia to Israel, if the whole world, mikotsev ad kotsehu, panui chas v'sholom af rega echad mamish, if there would be a world, God forbid, which was completely void of any limud HaTorah, there wouldn't be one tzaddik anywhere in the world learning Torah. Karega, you know, in that 1 second, hayanechravim kol ha'ilamais el yoinim v'tachtoinim, the entire world would collapse. Would collapse, not just this world, but all the worlds. The worlds El Yoinim V'Tachtonim means the world of Atzilus, the world of Bria, the world of Yitzir, the world of Asiya, the world of Malachim, the world, every world that we ever heard about, it would all collapse. Meaning the Marechet, the entire system would collapse. V'Hayu La'efes V'Tayu Chas V'Shalom. V'Chein Shifas Oyram Oy Mi'utay Chas V'Shalom. Same thing is, if there's a lot of Torah, or by contrast, a little bit of Torah, Hakol Rak Kefi Inyan V'Roi V'Skenuba, the world exists according to the light of the Torah that we're displaying. Now, what I mean to say, that's a very famous and unique statement, as far as I know, of the Nefesh HaChaim. I don't know, I've looked, and I don't know anybody else makes this kind of a statement. And, you know, there's Torahs, I think, that Nefesh HaChaim says that's why the, you know, it's morning here and it's nighttime there. And there's always a moment and a time. You know, they used to say when I lived in Australia, like, we have a special achrayus to learn Torah because everybody's falling asleep over here in the world. It's all up to us. Okay, this is the Nefesh HaChaim's yesod, that a world without Torah would collapse. I don't know what that means even. Does it mean it would turn? L'tayu v'avayu. Toyu v'avayu. From like it was before creation. This is, by the way, everything we're going to learn now is very important for this week's parasha. Abreishis bar elokim as hashemayim as aretz va'aretz haisa toyu v'avayu. We came out of the toyu v'avayu stage, and we could go back into it if there's a lack of limud HaTorah. The question I'm asking is very
basic. That statement sounds like Yom HaShishi, Mar Chazal, that it's toyu v'omim to Har Sinai. Similar concept.
Yes, right? Yes. Okay. Let's get there. I just, very, very basic. I mean, I think, you know, like, we all know the Vertelach, but the question is, what is, like, why? I mean, maybe if the whole world wouldn't be wearing tzitzis, you know, or the whole world would be no chesed, oilam chesed yivana. It just seems very extreme, and pardon me, just to make it clear, very yeshivish to say that it's all totally in Limud HaTorah, Dafke in Limud HaTorah. If we turn to Perek Yud Gimel, which is what I want to learn today, Ayidei Esek HaTorah HaKadosha, what happens with Torah is Ayidei Esek HaTorah, learning Torah. Again, we're not talking about now learning Torah in order to be a better human being, or learning Torah in order to, like an instruction manual, to know what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to do mitzvos. I'm learning Torah to understand the Ramazim and the Gematria. We're not talking about any of that. We're talking about Esek HaTorah, like Amar Rava, Amar Abaye. Aidei Esek HaTorah Akdosha Nishlam Kavanasa Yisparach Babria. This is a Shlemus of Hashem's Kavana in the Bria. Shahayirak Bishvil HaTorah Shiyaska by Yisrael. That was only created for the Torah. Kimaimarim Zichreinim Levracha Bracious, 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 Bishvil HaTorah Shenikra Bracious. Ubishvil Yisrael Shenikra Bracious. Ubishvil Moshe Shenikra Bracious. So there's this inyan of, it's as I say, it's a puzzle. Like, or do we really understand this? That okay, so it's called Bracious. So is the first Tevuah. That's what the Gemara, that's what the Chazal are referring to, by the way. The Bikurim that you bring. Gracious. So it's gracious. It's the beginning. But like, why would it be Ad Kedei Kach? And I really want, you know, like we're a mature group. I want to understand deeply, why is it Ad Kedei Kach? Is it really true that without Limud HaTorah, there would be nothing? Tohu Vavohu. And the reason is, that's in Parakut Aleph. And the reason is because in Parakut Gimel, he tells us, well, you know, without Torah, you don't have Rashis. So we don't have Rashis. How does Moshe fit into this? Shehu Asarsor B'Kabbalas HaTorah. And because he is the agent which brought us Kabbalas HaTorah, meaning he was Mechaber, the Shemayim V'Aretz, in Kabbalas HaTorah. Kiv Yochel Hu Yisparach Sameach B'Maisav B'Lamay B'Yosav. It takes us back to the beginning. Takes us back to the very beginning. It's Archeim a little bit. True that he's explaining it and he's bringing us more chazals, but I still want to understand.
And just to clarify, Rabbi, you're saying that he was mechadesh this, essentially?
As far as I know, I even Googled it. This that he says in Perek Yud Aleph, these clear words, that if there would be no Torah, mikotze ad kotzeyu, there would be no Bria. When you say the world would go back to Tohu Vavohu, means there would be no Bria. Everything we're learning about in this week's parsha, we're going to read in Shul, is the Bria that took us from Tohu Vavohu to the state we're in all of history. So that will not happen. So let's try to explain this in very, I believe that is the Chiddush of Ruchaim. If somebody knows differently, speak now. I don't know that it's a Chazal, I don't know it's a Zohar, I don't know it's Rishonim. I even looked in the Gra, thinking that's where it came from. It's just a...
Didn't Ramchal have an idea of having people learning 24 hours a day so that there would never be a lack of Torah in the world?
Yes. But he doesn't say this, that the world would be Torah Vavayim. I can understand that... I can understand that the world is better with Torah. Spiritually, on all levels. That the world would go back to Tohu Vavohu, God, but like that, the Ramchal doesn't say, L'anias Daiti v'shum Makir. So, round-the-clock Torah. And by the way, this Torah could be L'chayra, one person learning Torah. And this you do find support for in Chazal, that this tzaddik is holding up the world, and that tzaddik is holding the world, and the Lamed Vav tzaddikim are holding up the world. But again, that's more like being tzaddikim, not necessarily limud ha-Torah. So let me offer here the following. There's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Take note, because this is another thing which I think needs to be clarified. Shaninu ba'avos. We learn in Avos Perek Gimel Mishnah Yudalet. And there the Mishnah says, famous Mishnah, Chaviven Yisrael. Okay, everybody wants to know, what are Jews different than Goyim? So the answer is that once you're Jewish, Chaviv in Yisrael, Shenitin Lahem Kli Chemda. We were given Kli Chemda. Taich, what's the translation? Kli Chemda? Beautiful toolbox. Kli Chemda. Tools. Chiba Yisera Nardas Lev. And it was a special amount of love that Hashem had for the Jewish people. Shenitin Lahem Kli Chemda Shibai Nivra Ha'olam. That it, not only did he give us Kli Chemda, but he gave us the Kli Chemda Shabai Nivra Ha'olam. Now, there's a little repetition here in this Mishnah, no? Chaviv in Yisrael, Hashem loves the Jewish people, and therefore, I guess, Shenitilam Kli Chemda, he gave us tools. Doesn't even tell us tools for what. And Chiba Yisera, but not only that, extra amount of love, he doesn't just give us tools. Nitalam klichemdo shabai nivra ha'olam. Just a ha'ara and pshat. The Mishnah could have said, Chaviv in Yisrael, shenitalam klichemdo shabai nivra ha'olam. Could have just said it. I don't have to say it in two steps, but I think that ish b'zeh mashu. And I think that the pshat is like this. In that Mishnah, and therefore in what we're talking about. Here's another famous thing, and let's connect the dots. The Zayar says, "Istakel b'raisa u'bara alma." Hashem looked at the Torah as He created the world. So we always thought, okay, like I think it's always translated in the English books, that the Torah is the blueprint of the world. Yeah, and not the way everybody understood it. It's a blueprint of the world. Hashem looked at the Torah. I mean, He created the Torah. Let's not learn this as a got it. Let's learn Shah. He created the Torah before He created the world. And then He opened up the Torah. And He said, okay, I'm going to create the world according to the Torah. Istakel baraisa ubara alma. I presume, I don't know if that means He looked at the whole Torah, if He just looked at Parshas Brachos, or He looked at some other Torah completely. I don't know. But istakel baraisa bara alma. Meaning, like, nobody could say that, this is a simple shot. Nobody could say that, like, the Torah or mitzvos don't fit into this world, like, you know, like, get real, we're living in the world. No. Istakel baraisa bara alma, on the contrary, like, this is the design. The design of the world is such that it's based in the Torah. So the Torah came first, not the Torah came first. So you can't say that the Torah is being like stuck into the world. The world is created according to the Torah. So the Mefarshei HaZohar, and that Zohar, it's in Parshas Truma, in a few places actually. Mefarshei HaZohar explained that this is something completely different. Istakel baraisa bar alma, something completely different than what I'm saying right now. Istakel baraisa bara alma means, and like, let's not be medayik in the words of the Zohar because we have to know how to learn Zohar, but this is what even the Ramak says, that it's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu used it as a blueprint. Let's get that picture out of our mind now that I put that picture in our mind. Rather, like we say, kol oisiyoy shibatayra shemoy shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says it's a very deep thing. Listen carefully. The very letters of the Torah are the Shemos of Hashem. What does that mean? A Shem Hashem means the expression of Hashem in this world. Like we learn a Shem Hashem, we learn like Shem Elokim is Midas Hadin, you know, there's Midas HaChesed, different Shemos. Kol Oisiyos Shebatorah. Every letter in the Torah is Shem Hashem. What does it mean? Like imagine it raining letters of the Torah. The letters of the Torah are the very expression, the oisius of the Torah, not even the words, but the oisius of the Torah are the very expression of creation. So not that Hashem, hear me out on this, not that Hashem used the Torah as a blueprint. He took the Torah And those were the words and the letters that he used to create the Torah. You understand the difference? I'm not claiming to know what this means. I'm just saying this is the Yesod as we have it. That the world was created with the Torah. Yisachal Baraisa, okay. Bar Alma, I'm going to create the world. And the world means all the Olamos. It's going to be, so it's not according to the Torah. It's actually with the Torah. Huge difference. So it means that
rather than a blueprint, it means that the Torah is the Homer of the world, essence, is a construction material of the world.
Yeah. Or maybe not the material, but it's he used the Torah to create the world, Gufa. Like, I don't know if...
Maybe it's the chiyus, like the life force, the generating powers behind it.
Like a toolbox. In other words, this is what I'm going to use to create the world. It doesn't mean that every tree is made out of Torah. And it doesn't mean that it's a blueprint. What it means is that, okay, here's the Torah. I'm going to use it to build the world. That's all we need to know for right now. I'm going to use the Torah to build the world. When we talk about, we talk about the Shemos Hashem that we're familiar with. So when we talk about the Shemos Hashem we're familiar with, we talk about the Midas Hadin, Midas Harachamim, the Shemayin Beis. We have all kinds of knowledge about the Shemos Hashem. Those are all spheros, kilo, that are used to create the world. It's like you say, Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferes, Netzach, Hodesh, Hod, Malchus. Not that the world is made out of Chesed. Yisachar, you understand this? It's not that the world is made out of chesed. What it means is that chesed is a light that goes through the world. That's the aura of the world. As is gvur, as is tiferes, as is netzach, as is hoid. Let's take it a step further. Be makabel mayisoid for a moment. But let's take it a step further. The world was created when? 5,000 Tufshin Pei Aleph. No. This Chazal teaches us from the Pasuk, HaMechadesh B'chol Yoyim Tuvay, HaMechadesh B'tuvay B'chol Yoyim, Tamid Ma'aseh Bereishis. So, okay, although we're reading about Bereishis, Bara Elokim, Azar Shamayim, Azar Oretz, fact is, this is the whole Shar Aleph of Nefesh HaChaim. For those of you that missed it, I will say it in a sentence, that Hashem creates and is a constant creation and recreation of the world. Listen to this. A chiddush nifla. If Hashem is constantly creating and recreating the world, like everything we're doing right now, we're sitting here. It's not that, he created Zoom in 2020 or whenever it was created. No, we're in real time. We're in real time. You plug in the camera, you plug in Zoom, you get your computer, and we're in real time. This is what's happening. You pull out the plug, you push off, it's not working. So it means to say Hashem is creating this every second of the day, just like the electricity is coming into your lights, just like my voice is going over to you over a network. Hashem is creating the world. Kacha, exactly. Hashem is creating a world. Every single moment of every single day. What's he using to create the world every single day? Well, we just said, Istako Baraisa Ubar Alma. It means to say that not just there's two chidushim, chidush betoy chidush, that not just is Hashem creating the world over and over and over and over again, but with what is he creating the world? Bameh. And the answer is, well, just like the first time. When he created the first time, Istakil Baraisa Ubara Alma, he used the Torah to create the world. So that Torah is really Netzach. Very important. But that's important in Shemayim. Why is it important for us here? Okay, that's the mechanism that Hashem uses. The answer is, look, Moshe Rabbeinu said, I want that Torah. And I want to give it to the Bnei Yisrael. And by giving it to the Bnei Yisrael, they too, or they perhaps only will be mechadesh betuvai b'chol yom tamid ma'isa b'reishis. So you think when you learn a Taisus, you're learning a Chiddush Torah. No, Chiddush Bria.
Seems to be a little, this earlier we said, it's not really the Chomer Gelim, it's not the building materials, it's not the rocks and the sand, it's the tools. But the tools have an aspect that when the job's done, the tools aren't around anymore. This thing, it continues. It seems to be a bit of a shiluv between what was actually that something that's mamshich as well as the toolbox. Because when the worker's done, the toolbox, he takes his toolbox and goes home. Nothing of the toolbox unless you leave the hammer up in the...
I'm always hesitant to mix metaphors, but I'm going to do so right now. I think there's something we understand these days that it was almost impossible to understand 200 years ago, and that is energy, electricity, light. I don't mean energy. I'm not a physicist, but I mean to say that it's real time. You shut the switch, the light goes off. So is the electricity the Chomer Gelem of the light? No. But this is the, for lack of a better word, the tool that's being used to create a situation where light comes out of our globe and my voice is coming to you with a picture and everything. So what we're talking about here, let's look at a noob shot in a toolbox. More like a programmer has a toolbox than a carpenter has a toolbox. And that's what they call it, no? I mean, right on my Mac on the bottom, I see toolbox. So the point is that the toolbox is that which can manipulate the, not the Chomer Gelem, but that which goes into creating the world. That, HaKadosh Baruch Hu used Torah, I mean, I'm just, it's a mushel, obviously, it's not electricity, it's not energy, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shemoysev Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a kind of a light, like the spheroids are a kind of a light that is energizing and powering, powered by Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu, who Nefesh HaChaim calls him the Sarsur HaGadol, he was the great, I'm not advocate, but agent, said that if Klal Yisrael's makabel the Torah, so now, it's biyadenu. And we're being mishtatef in the Brias Olam Gufa. So it means like Kol Alaymei Torah Lishma Nasa Shutav LaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Maisa Breishis. But it's not talking about the Maisa Breishis Fun Yenim, you know, the original Maisa Breishis. That also had something. That was like the first thing. Whoa, the lights went on. But we're talking about the ongoing Maisa Breishis, HaMachadesh, B'tuvai, B'chol Yom Tamid, Maisa Breishis, happening through Torah. Again, let me just recapitulate my Chiddush here. I think it's a Chiddush. And that is that it's not, if Hashem used the Torah to create the world, and he creates the world on an ongoing basis, Tamid, so Al-Karchach, you have to say, simple logic and math tells you, Al-Karchach, he's using the Torah, the nitzchias of the Torah, to continuously recreate the world. Chiddush 1. And Chiddush 2, he gave the Torah to us at Mount Torah. He put it biyadeinu. This started already with Avram Avinu, where Hashem said, Amachasani me Avram. He's a shutuf here. But now, it's an interesting thing. As long as, comes the Nefesh HaChaim, Perek Yud Aleph, and he says, as long as somebody in the world is learning Torah, ideally everybody should be learning Torah, but as long as somebody is learning Torah, that means that a Jew, he gave us, look at the Mishnah again, Chavivin Yisrael Shenitin Lahem Kli Chemda, Chiba Yisera Noidas Lahem, He gave us the tools that are being used to create the world. And therefore, says the Nefesh HaChaim, if nobody's learning Torah, the world goes back to Toyu Bavayu. And the more quality the Torah is, and the more quantity of the Torah, so now automatically you're going to have a better world. You have a better Bria, Bria filled with more ore. That's what he says here in Perek Yudal. He says
It's also it's clear, obviously, that now we've become Shutfim in the Kodesh, with the Kodesh Baruch Hu creating the world, because otherwise it wouldn't go to Tov Bo if we stopped learning.
Exactly, Max, what I said. Nasa Shutuf La Kodesh Baruch Hu B'Maisa Bereishis. It's exactly the Chazal that I quoted. And it's the Gemara says a Chiddush, not only Limud HaTaira, but also Koladon Din Emes La Mitai. Right, Nasa Shutuf La Kodesh Baruch Hu B'Maisa Bereishis. All those Shutfim in the Maisa Bereishis is not just Agadita, it's just what it is. In other words, that we are a chalik, or if not even almost the whole thing, as Mortner, even like we are, God is almost a silent partner in this, because Nasa Shutuf LaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the fact is, if there's no Torah, Hashem says, okay, you're not doing your thing. Why does Hashem do this? Let's just go there for a second. And the answer is, because Malchus, because the final sphere is Malchus, and Malchus tells us that Hashem wants the Shemus Hashem to permeate the earth, and it should be a beautiful world and a world of chesed and a world of Torah. Why Hashem created the world, I don't know. Scientists don't know. Nobody knows. But whatever it is, our job, the workers here, are to make it into a malchustika world. Ultimately, with the geula. Ultimately, the geula is the ultimate malchus.
We had learned in the past the two types of Limud HaTorah. There's the Limud HaTorah Lishma, and there's Limud HaTorah in order to do mitzvahs. So how do the mitzvahs fit into this picture? In other words, are we talking about only the Limud Lishma? What are we talking about?
The Nefesh HaChaim says before, it's Limud HaTorah Lishma.
That's what we're talking about.
Okay. Now, mitzvahs do fit into this, and I'm going to try to explain it. But let me see, what time is it?
Rav Haver, I suggest that as Shutfim, it's as if Hisarusa de la Tata doesn't meet up with Hisarusa de la Ila and connect the circuit, then it's not operative. If we're not doing our part, like two keys to a safe deposit box, but Hisarusa de la Tata, Hisarusa de la Ila, if we're not doing our bit, then the whole Marechet doesn't work anymore.
You know, I'll tell you something, which I don't want to say just because of time. I'll say it anyway. I'm going to answer your question also about mitzvahs at the same time. There's a big difference between the Luchos Rishonos and the Luchos Shniyos. Because the Luchos Rishonos, I'm not going to say Bekitzer or something, that's important, but you're sort of Yiddishkeit. The Luchos Rishonos were, as you're calling it, Isarusa de la Eila, a gift from God. It had everything in it. If we would have not, we messed it up because we made the Eigel. And I don't know if it's good or bad, but it's the Gemara gives the Yashar Koach to the people that made the Eigel, like Baruch Hashem. But I'll tell you what the Yashar Koach was for. But not that we did an Avera, I'm not saying a Baruch Hashem and the Avera, but the outcome came out okay. But the Luchos Rishonos, B'nes HaYoimdim, it was completely something HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu brought, or could have brought, the Torah to the world. Look at what it is. But then, that was a one-way relationship, Yisachar. One-way relationship. When Moshe Rabbeinu went back up, that was the holiday of Shavuos, yeah? He broke the Luchos Yedzayin B'Tamuz, and he went back up and he pleaded with God to let us back in. And at this point, I'm quoting all the Tanoim Amoraim and Mevarshim. At this moment, when Hashem said, Salachti Kidvarecha, so he changed the terms of the relationship. Psol Lecha Shnei Luchos Avonim Kirishanim. Now, Psol Lecha. Chazal say that with the Luchos Shniyos, there came Torah Shebal Peh. What does that mean? It means that now we got to spend the rest of our life and the rest of our history trying to figure out what these luchos are. Like the luchos were, and there's really three levels if you want. The first level was on Shavuos itself. We heard Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. We heard, which is really Baruch Havakuk and V'Hamidon Alachas. On Shavuos was the Matan Torah, Nasa V'Nishma, Kabbalas HaTorah. On Shivasar B'Tammuz was the Shviras HaLuchos. On Yom Kippur, Hashem said, Salachti Kidvarecha. And we got this new idea, this new Torah. Yiddishkeit changed. What was the change? The change is, okay, I'm giving you Torah. You're building an eagle. Let's do this differently now. Let's be shutfim. Ani l'doidi v'doidi li. I'm going to do mine, you're going to do yours. So now we're stuck with the rest of our life. Omar Rava, Omar Abaya, Frank Toysvas, Omar the Rashba. All this is trying to work out Torah and Chidushe Torah, meaning things that we didn't know before. So listen to this. Amechadesh betuvai b'chol yoyim ma'aseh b'reishis. Right? According to the Chidushe Torah, this Mefurash in the Taz, according to the Chidushe Torah, that we're Mechadesh is the Chidusha world. If I'm saying a good Chidush now, the world is a better place. If we're understanding together something that we didn't understand, the Bria is different at this moment. Now, I want to make one Ha'ara while I'm here. Okay. So, what happened on Yom Kippur? Gemar Chasima Toiva. But then we say that the end of the Chasima is only like on Sukkot. So I was just thinking about this. Hashana Rabba is Chasina. How many times do we need to have a Yom Adin? You know, again, we just got relaxed from Yom Kippur. We just said Ne'ilah. We're all of a sudden saying Hashanas, which is the Yom Chasima Sadinim. And not only that, you know that it wasn't until Sukkot that the Anonei HaKavod came back to Klal Yisrael. So why Sukkot? Why not Yom Kippur? Salachti Kidvarecha. And here says the Gra, powerful, powerful thing. That as soon as Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai, he started saying, okay, everybody, here's the Torah. Let's get together first thing. Get your gold, get your silver, like you did there for the Egel Azav, and let's build a Mishkan. Let's build a Mishkan right here in the Midbar. That was on the 11th day, the 12th day of the month of Tishrei, the 13th day of the month of Tishrei, the 14th day of the month of Tishrei, on the 15th day, Kalo Amlacha, we got everything together for the Mishkan. And we started building the Mishkan. When we started building the Mishkan, so that's when the Anoni HaKavod came back. Amatzi, listen to me. What am I saying? Why didn't he give us the Anoni HaKavod already with Yom Kippur? So Lachti Kidvarecha. The answer is, I forgive you, but you didn't do nothing. You didn't do anything. You need to be a shutuf in the Bais HaBreishis. What'd you do? You asked forgiveness, Yom Kippur. What'd you do? Let's see what you do. So these days we build a sukkah. At that time we built a mishkan. Give your money. Do something. Take off your earrings and give it to the Mishkan. And we did. So now, because of the new terms of relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where it's not the Luchos Rishonos, where he's just giving us something, but now there's another thing we need to do something too. We need to give something back. Ani l'doidi v'doidi li. It's even simpler, Yisachar, than Yisarusa delayla, Yisarusa l'sata. Simply, our relationship. There's no one-way relationship. What's a one-way relationship? Wait for an infant. But once the kid gets older, earn a keep. You have to cooperate. You have to keep the rules. So it was
only... How did that work for the first Luchos?
The what?
How were you shutuf with the first Luchos?
We were not shutuf with the first Luchos.
That's good. The first Luchos...
No?
The first Luchos were Roy...
Exactly. There would have been no shutfus. I tell you something else. there would have been no Mishbeach. There would have been no Mishkan. There would have been no Teresh of Alpeh. And there would have been no Beis. Somebody is causing me an echo here. There would have been no Teresh of Alpeh. And there would have been no Beis HaMikdash.
So when it goes wrong, say Yashav Kodesh Shibarta, it was like it had to be. It needed to be.
That's what I mean. Yashav Kodesh Shibarta. Yeah, in other words, now we have, you know, it's, I don't want to, again, my metaphors, but I'm just trying to make it be Makar V'Laseichel. So, you know, sometimes you change the terms of the relationship and it works better. You know, until now it was a give and a take, but there was no give on the other way. Now it's give and take. So what was it? What's the essence of the whole thing? That we became Shutfim in the Maisa Bracious. What is the Kli Chemdo, which are used for the Maisa Bracious? Taira, Chidushei Taira. So now we have a whole new yisoid of when learning Taira. Okay, particularly Klal Yisrael, Chiba Yaseirish and Adaslam Shnasan LiKli Chemda Shabboi Nivra HaOlam Shabboi. That with these Kli Chemda Nivra HaOlam. That's a Chiba Yaseir. By the way, everybody could have had this. Hashem offered the Taira to everybody. But we said, we took it. We said, Nasa v'nishpa. And we became Shutfim at that moment with Kabbalah Satira. Skivald.
May I just try to focus on something? We read different things and sometimes we take them literally. And sometimes we take them figuratively. When we read the pasuk, intuitively, figuratively, because every moment that the world is not destroyed, it is recreated. What you've been saying is that we need to take that literally, word for word. Maasei Bereishis is being created each moment as long as Torah is being learned.
Thank you for the focus, and that's exactly what I'm saying. Let me just mute everybody here because I'm getting a, big echo.
There's an echo in the system.
Maybe that's better. Is that better? Yeah. Let me, it's, first of all, thank you, Ephraim. That was correct. And not only is it correct, that's the chiddush of everything we're saying now, that it's a literal thing. If we're going to understand this at all, and that is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the world with Torah, and specifically we gain the knowledge with our Torah. And where did we get the Kli Chemda? We got them at Har Sinai. That's where we got the Kli Chemda, by the Luchai Shniyos, because otherwise we don't have those Kli Chemda. The Kli Chemda, the Kalim, when he gave us the keys, as you're saying, when he gave us the keys, he gave us the Kli Chemda. He gave us the, we have the energy to create the world. So now we are now responsible in a very literal way for what the world looks like. And if God forbid, says the Nefesh HaChaim, if God forbid, there would be zero Torah, there would be nothing. You're pulling the plug on the universe. Simple as that. Now, let me just, we only have a minute. Actually, we have 4 minutes. So let me at least begin to talk about something. But in this Yisoid here, which is probably not just a good lesson in Nefesh HaChaim, but it's probably like the most important Yisoid in life. And by the way, like, you know, I think, let me be political for a second. You know, we're such victims of, you know, are you learning? Are you working? Are you in the army? Are you this? Are you that? It's all beautiful. It's all important. It's all wonderful. But not any of those things should be muznach. That's, you know, like, this is why I just, like, hate politics. Because I hate news. Because it's in a wonderful world, obviously we need people that are making money. And we need people that are giving tzedakah. The Gemara says we even need people that are taking tzedakah. We need people that are doctors, and we need people that are protecting us, and we need people that are learning Torah. The learning Torah, getting involved with learning Torah, I don't even know that it's more important per se. That in Shulchan Aruch doesn't say that. But what it does say here that we're learning is that when you're learning Torah, you're makayim the world on a very basic level. You're not working in the world, you're working from the Mechadish B'tuvah B'chonya Maisa Bereshis, and somebody's got to do that. Who has to do that? There has to be one person doing that all the time, and the more the merrier. That's what the Nefesh HaChaim is saying. I just want to make that, let's for the purposes, like here in this space Medrash, let's get all the politics out of our head. Let's think about what Yiddishkeit is supposed to be. And it was always Kohanim and Levium and another bunch of tribes doing all kinds of things. That's not the point. And Levi maybe at one point was holding up the world, Shevet Levi, and then the Rambam says, "Oy Shevet Levi, Uvan." But
I'm sorry if I can just ask, because the Rosh said the more the merrier, but we learned way back, we're talking about the Shem Bar Yochai and often he was in the cave and he came out, that we learned from there that there are people who need to be in the world as well. So where do we draw the balance? You know, this is not meant to be political anyway. How do we know, that 100% of people should be learning, or
everybody has to learn and everybody has to be Isaac in this world? That's what Rosh Shem Bar Yochai learned. So the question is the balance. I think it depends on the person. That's my personal opinion. But everybody has to learn. Everybody has to do something for the world. You're not allowed to be a mitzvah chalat zibur. A city needs asara batlonim. What are they for? Asara batlonim. Have respect. You know, I don't know if people who's holding up the world. It's a complicated marechet. But the machadesh b'tuvay, but I don't want to get away from what I'm saying. Machadesh b'tuvay b'chol yamai sebreish. Let me end with this gemara. Bear with me for a second. The gemara in Sanhedrin Sadik Tes. Ha'oimer, if somebody says, "My ahanilon rabbanon," the gemara says like this. The gemara, if somebody says, it's not like a Rosh Kolol in Arad. This is the Gemara. Gemara says, if somebody says, "My ahani lan rabbanon," Rabbanon Rashi says, "Loim de Torah." That's what he says. What are they doing for the world? Apikaris who? The Gemara's sugya there is, Hechadam apikaris. What's an apikaris? Somebody says, "My ahani lan rabbanon." Says Rashi, the great Rishon, the great Mefarish. I have it here. That the pasuk says, this is Rashi, "Imloi brisi yoimam v'layla chukai shamayim v'aretz loy samti." So think about that pasuk, not barisi, not created, brisi, if not for the bris. "Imloi brisi shamayim v'aretz." I ever hear once in a while, I hear Amaret say, "Imloi barasi." "Imloi brisi shamayim v'aretz chukai shamayim v'aretz chukai shamayim chusloy samti." So it's totally in Torah. Says Rashi, quote, "Behein einam yoidim," these apikursim, these people that say "Mayahani la rabbanon," "einam yoidim sha'oilam miskayim aleihem." So now I'm going to take back everything that I said, because I said before the Nefesh HaChaim has no makar. It's a Rashi in Sanhedrin Sadik Tes Amud Aleph. "Hein einam yoidim," these apikursim, meaning to silly people, foolish people that don't know that you're saying "Mayahani la rabbanon," and you don't realize, I don't know if it's 2 rabbanon, 50 rabbanon, or a whole city of them, but "Mayahani la rabbanon," "Hein einam yoidim." Apakara sounds like, okay, you're like a makulkul, but they don't know, foolish people. You don't know that if not for these people that are loim de Torah, there would be no kiyum ha'olam. "Hein cha'olam miskayim aleihem." So that's where I believe, that's my makar for the Nefesh HaChaim. Mekai Meho'ilam. And there's a lot to say about this, but I'm not going to say now because it's 10 o'clock, so I wish everybody a Hatzlacha Rabbah and Bracha.